The airline industry is facing a pilot shortage as thousands of captains near retirement. But the cost of flight school can deter many young people from entering the field. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed reports on a new flight program in the first state that wants to change that.
Skyhawk 654 Charis here is about 10 miles to the south over the refinery with Delta to land fly van.
Nathan Stone has wanted to be a pilot since he was a kid. When he was about 14, he went to pilot's camp.
Going on that runway and looking ahead and seeing 3,000 feet of pavement that takes up to the sky was just that the key that unlocked that door to aviation for me.
Now he's a student at a new flight program at the Newcastle Airport in Delaware called Fly Gateway.
It's an amazing feeling. It's hard to describe it. It's definitely something that you always chase after. Every time I fly, I always love that feeling of looking down that runway and knowing that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life.
The accelerated flight program, which already has locations in Allentown and Bluebell, Pennsylvania, now has nonprofit status. That will help it offer scholarships for students who can't typically afford traditional flight school and secure funding for training veterans to fly. If paying out of pocket, the tuition is about $55,000 to complete the whole program, typically taking about 2 years. It's much cheaper than traditional four-year aviation schools. That can be $200,000 after paying tuition and flight time. And student loans often only cover regular classes, not flight time. Stone pays his tuition with his salary as a lineman, unloading baggage off airplanes. He says he couldn't afford a traditional program without taking out loans, which means he wouldn't be able to fly as frequently because he'd have to save his money. The goal of Fly Gateway is to meet an international pilot shortage, says founder Regis de Ramel, by opening it to more people.
I think in the past, pilots were typically funded by mom and dad. It's an expensive enterprise. I mean, you have to go out there and pay $150, $200 an hour to rent an airplane. You have to crew 250 hours just to get to the point where you can be hired as an instructor, and then you have to ultimately get to 1,500 hours. It's not feasible for a lot of kids, low-income kids, to be able to get into that in that space, but the space is really lucrative.
A starting salary for pilots at regional airlines has increased to about $60,000 in recent years because there's such a high demand. By the end of a pilot's career, salaries can be around $300,000 for a major carrier like American Airlines. Lyle Hogg is president and CEO of Piedmont Airlines, one of American Airlines' regional carriers. He says the industry has faced many challenges, starting with 9/11.
It became not a great industry to want to get into. There were airlines who were furloughing pilots, laying off pilots, pay reductions, and things like that. Also, around the same time, the cost to learn how to fly was growing exponentially. So you put those two together, and the pipeline of young aviators getting into the business really dried up. Then when we began to see a tremendous amount of retirements, there was less people out learning to fly.
Thousands of pilots are nearing the mandatory retirement age of 65. The pilot shortage affected the carrier Regional Airways, says spokeswoman Lauren Gordian.
In 2016, we filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and had to reorganize our fleet, renegotiate contracts with our code shares because we were impacted by that pilot shortage.
So the airline started its own accelerated flight program to get more pilots in the door. She says it has 250 students so far. Gordian says the airline understands not everyone wants to go to a four-year university. Michael Hales, who directs the four-year aviation program at Delaware State, says with all the colleges and training programs combined, it's still not enough to fill the pilot void. But Del State is working to keep costs lower than other colleges. But more needs to be done, Hales says.
There's got to be a way to mitigate the costs, because aviation costs are really what is a discriminator, if you will. The other thing is there's got to be a way that I believe the industry should help solve the problem. Do a student loan repayment program.
Gordian of Republic Airways says when Fly Gateway in Newcastle offers scholarships, it will benefit the industry.
I think that the School of Delaware is a great example of people coming together to solve a problem, to say we want to expand this opportunity to the people who are really passionate about it, not just the people that can afford it.
She says the industry's next challenge is addressing a shortage of airplane mechanics. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.